Or my brishus and my shlei brishus iko. If the question is if the third party is chayiv or not, what has it got to do with permission here? Like your shor has no right, no matter what, to eat up this person's fruit. So if so, what do I care if the bala peiros has permission to bring his fruits in there or not? Reuven has a bundle of apples. He put it down in Shimon's backyard. What's the difference if Shimon gave permission to put it there or not? If Levi shor comes down and eats up the fruits, Levi shor has no right to eat up Reuven's fruits. So Chur Levi should be chayiv anyway. What's the difference whether it was Bashus or not? I'm going to tell you like this. Bashus, heavy law shame, Bashus, and is it? If this Shimon gives Reuven permission to put his pears down on his fruits, so now when Reuven puts his pears down in Shimon's chotzer, it's like in his own chotzer. It's in his own Bashus. Therefore, if Levi shor comes in and eats it up now, Levi is chayiv. Because it's called Bashus and Isaac. But Shalai Brishus, let's say Reuven takes his fruits and puts it down in Shimon's backyard without permission, so now it's not called Brishus and Isaac. These fruits now are not in Reuven's possession. It's so heavily Shane Brishus Rabbim. It's like Shane Brishus Rabbim. Shane Brishus Rabbim Petura. There's a new Xerath Akosav that Shane is only Chayiv if your animal goes into somebody else's Rishus and eats his fruits there. But here that your animal went into that Rishus and it wasn't his fruits. It was somebody else's fruits that have no right to put it there. That's not called Rishus and Izik. And so that's why you put it. There's a Bechidish here. Because one way to learn is the reason why Shane is put the Rishus Rabim is because people have rights to put down, their fruits there. So therefore, I mean, if I can, since the animal has a right to walk there, you shouldn't have put down your fruit there. So your fruits are shleib reshus, therefore I'm put. And it'll be the same story also, be good here. Same thing also. You have no right to bring your fruits in this reshus. Therefore, the Baal HaShor is put. But if he had permission to bring his fruits down, then it'd be chayv. A little bit. Toshima says, Hich nishar v'lechotza balabayis. If you bring in your shor into chotza balabayis, shleib reshus. Obo shor v'mokamachar. When the third person shor comes, v'nokan does damage your potter. V'yemechlis reshus, but if the guy had permission to bring his shor in, chayv, then the third party is chayv. So again, my potter, I'm chayv. Whose potter? Chayv. And the half a meter is lav potter ba'chotzer v'chayv ba'chotzer. So again, you see, when the balachotzer gives you permission to come in, he means he's going to watch it even from a third party. So it means he's mekabel shmira completely. Versus again, like could be there's no proof. Potter balhashor v'chayv balhashor. That's what it means to say. For the Gemara, if so, we hochi my b'shus my shlo b'shusiko. Here, of course, not talking about Shane. Here's talking about Karen. So Karen is chayv even b'shus rabin. So what's the difference if the first person has the right to bring his shor in there or not, but the third person shor had the right to do damage? So Mora says, I'm going to tell you a mani rib tarfani. Goes according to rib tarfani, the yom that says, Meshuna kerem mechotzra nizig nezik sholem mishalem. Says if it would be b'shus anizig, then here even for time you have to pay nezik sholem by Karen. That's the chiddush here. B'shus heavy lo kerem mechotzra nizig mishalem nezik sholem. That's the chiddush here. But shlei b'shus, if the first one had no permission to bring his shor into your house, then when the third one shor does damage there, hevel karen b'shus rabim. It's like karen doing damage only in the b'shus rabim. And therefore, v'loi mishalmo ele chatinezek. All you have to pay is just a chatinezek, not more. So therefore, again, we have no raya to rab, we have no raya to zle shayla. How much shmira do you really accept upon yourself? We don't have a proof. All right, stop here. What? You're holding off Mem Ches Tamar Aleph by the two dots on 10 lines down. Morris says, "Ahi Issa saw there was a lady. The old saw Lameifa Biyahu Beisa that she went to bake her dough in somebody's house, and she went in there without permission. Now also Borcha Demore De Beisa, a goat. Rashi says Borcha means an aze. The goat of the owner came, Ochlo Lalisha, and the goat ate up all her dough." But Chovil, so the goat got hot because of this. He ate up too much dough, and he got very hot. Umis, and the goat died. So what's the halacha? So Gemara says, Chayve Rova Lishlume Demei Barcha. That Rova was Mechayiv, this lady, to pay the Balabas the money for his goat. As if to say, she killed the goat. Therefore, she's Chayiv to pay the Demei, the Hetik, of the Barcha. And this Gemara is the kasha. Lema, let's say the chura pligi ad Rav. Let's say that Rav argues on Rav. The Yama Rav, because Rav said before we just had heavy law shalai toichal. that Rav says a svar before that you potter in such a case. Because the fact you put down the food, even though it's shleib rishus, but who told the animal to eat it? Like, I didn't tell you to eat it. So when the behema ate it, so the behema is like b'mazik himself. So that's what Rav said before, that you potter. And here, Lechur, Rav is saying the opposite. Rav is saying here that she's chayy for the damage of the borcha, because the borcha ate up her dough. Samara says no. Amri, I'll tell you, hochi hashti. What does one have to do with the other? Hosam over there, shalev rishus. Loi kibul alei netirusa. I tell you here, we're talking about this Isha came in without permission. Since she came in without permission, she didn't accept upon herself to watch it. But hoch over here, rishus, kibul alei netirusa. Over here, what she came in with permission, therefore she accepted upon herself to watch it. That's the difference. So, Vaker, here the case is that the Isha did not come in with, Vaker, not that the Isha came in without permission, here she came in with permission. So, since she came in with permission, that's why she's chayiv. Before we're talking about where you come in without permission, so if you come in without permission, then we say, like, who told the balabas an animal to eat it? So, therefore, you're potter. But over here, when she came in with permission, here we say that she's chayiv. So, Mara says still, Omai shenomi isha shenichnasol litchon chitim eitzol balabayin shleib rishus. What's the difference though? We had before from an isha. We had the case of an isha goes into the balabas's house to be tochen to grind up her wheat there. Now it says the shleib rishus if she went in without permission. V'yachlosven v'hemtoi she balabayis potter. But it says over there if the balabas's animal comes and eats up her chitim that she's potter. V'yemhusko chayeves. But if the animal hurt himself over these chitim, then she's chayiv, like she made like her boar, she's chayiv for the damage that her chitim caused. Now, taimer shleib rishus. Why is she chayiv? Only because she came in without permission. Her rishus potter. But if she came in with permission, then she's potter completely. It's mashma before. And here you're telling me, since she came in with permission over here, therefore she's chayiv if the balabos is a borcha, eats up her a dough and dies. So what's the difference? Over there before we said when she comes in brishus, she's potom, and here we're saying when she comes in brishus, she's chayiv. And still we're at the kasha, still it's a kasha and rav. Like rav said, the svara still is that you should be potom. So I'll come over here, we're saying that she's chayiv. So the answer is like this, that the real teretz is like this. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Litchon chitim, when an isha comes into the house to grind up her wheat, kivon de loy bois niusa, she doesn't have to have privacy there, like she doesn't have to uncover her hands when she's grinding. Loy bois niusa midi, is loy boi mesalke marvosa de chotzer nafshayim, that the owner of the chotzer does not have to go out of the chotzer. Therefore, when the balabos gives her permission to come into her house, what it means to say is, Viola Diday Roman Nitirusa, that the Balabas is like saying, you come in and I'll watch, I'll take over. So therefore when she comes in with permission, that's why she's potter before. Because when she comes in to grind her chitim, the Balabas could still be there when she's grinding her chitim. So therefore when the Balabas gives her permission to come in, it means come in with permission and I'll watch you. Therefore anything that happens, she's potter. But here the case is like this. But when an isha gets permission to come into your house to bake, so to bake means she has to like make the dough there. She has to roll up her sleeves to make the dough. So kivan the boy heats neusa, since she has to have sneus, she has to have privacy there. Meravsa the chotam from the owner of the chotam. So mela mesalki nashayu, the owner of the chotam like takes himself out. He can't be there to watch because he's not sneus. He can't be there when she's uncovering her arms. Hilkach, therefore, Ola Dido Ram Yenitirusa. Therefore, when she gave her permission to come in means you could come in, but I can't be there. So you're going to have to be a shomer. You're going to have to watch over the house when I'm not there. So that's why she has a chiyuv to watch over the animals of the balabos, like to make sure they don't get hurt. So therefore, if the borcha of the if the balabos's goat comes and eats up her dough, that's why she's chayiv. Because since she came in with permission here, and permission in the case when she has to be not sneistic there, means the balabas has to leave, so that means she's going to take total in charge. So when she's in charge, she's like the shema there, that's why here even Rav would agree that she's chayiv to pay if the barcha, the abalabas's barcha, eats up this dough and dies because of it. Therefore, there's no steer on Rav. Rav is talking about when you come in, you're not a shamer on the balabas's. It's only a shayla, are you mazikim or not? So then about the svar is, you're not mazik the balabas, because the balabas's animal shouldn't have eaten it. Here it's a special svara that since the balabas can't be there, so she's makabel to watch even the balabas's animals. And then the Mishnah says at the end, it's a machlokes again, hichnis shayra lechotz balabayis. If you bring your shor into the chotz of the balabas. No, this is not the machlokes here at the end. Now, Omar Rav, Rav said like this, hichnis shayroi lechotz balabayis loy brishus. If you bring your shor into the chotz of the balabas without permission, now the chof of Boris Tichin Amorus, your shor goes into his fields, and he makes a ditch there, trenches. Val hashor chayiv. You know the bala shor is chayiv. Beniske chotzer. With the niske chotzer, he ruined your chotzer. So it's shor hamazik. You have to pay for it. Uba chotzer chayiv beniske habor. But if somebody later gets hurt in this bor, you know who's chayiv? The bala chotzer. Not the bala shor, but the bala chotzer. He's the one that was supposed to cover up this bor. And if he didn't cover it up, he has to pay for the damage. Now, Afa gav di yomamar, even though we learned that the pasuk says ki yichri ish bor and vidashin v'loy shor bor, a bor has to be made by a man. A man makes a bor, then he's chayiv, and not if a shor makes a bor. So chur over here, if my shor goes into your chotzer, lechur it's my shor that made the bor. Since so, why is the bal hachotzer chayiv? He didn't even make this bor. So Teretz says, but hocho. Since the owner of the chotzer, like before he was the mafka this rishus, he should have first filled up the bor, and he did not fill up the bor, is command the kar yadami. It was considered as if he dug the bor, even though somebody else ashore dug your bor, but since you were supposed to fill it up, and you did not fill it up, for not filling it up, that's considered as if you dug this bor. That's why for this yachai. Rashi says, but here, Hocham, is when we say Shor Bor, that's if your Shor goes in the Rishus Rabim and digs a ditch there. So then you're Potter, because you didn't dig it. But here, where somebody Shor dug a ditch in your Rishus, so before you're Mafka your Rishus, you should have first filled up this Bor. If you did not fill up your Bor, for that, you're Chai. The Yama Rav, Rav says like this, Hich Nishoy Relechotza Balabayis, you bring in your Shor into somebody else's Chotzer. Shalai Grishus without permission. For Hezek as Balabais, it does damage to the Balabos. Or a Balabais, Huzik boy, you the Balabos, tripped over it. His Chayiv, Vadi, your Chayiv, it's your Shor Hamazik, your Chayiv for the damage that your Shor did. What about Rovats? Let's say your Shor goes into somebody's house without permission and just lies down there. Potter, then you're Potter. So I'm asked the question, why are you Potter? Well, Mishum, the Rovats, Potter, like, so what? How the meaner is, the Balabos trips over it and hurts himself. So why are you potter? Your shor now is doing damage. So why are you potter? So my answer is no. Omar Rav Papa, my rovish, you know what rovish means? Shehirviz gulolim. It means that the animal let out waste. He let out gulolim. Vinotful kelim shabalabayis. And the balabosis kelim got dirty from these gulolim, from this manure here. To have a gulolim boar. Then the pshat is the gulolim remains like a boar. And we know bor is potter on kalim. So that's what it means to say. If your animal was robot gololim, it let out waste there, so that becomes like a bor in the house, in his rishus. And if his kalim got dirty there, so your potter, that's also called vidashin shor v'loi chamor v'loi kalim. Shor v'loi yodim chamor v'loi kalim. That bor is potter on kalim. So Mara says, let's see. Honichol is Shmuel di yama kol takol aboru. That goes according to Shmuel that says kol takol is called a bor. It's good, even though it belongs to you. Like here it's yogal olam. Elul Rav, but according to Rav di yomer. The mafkule, no. When is something called a bor? Only if you're mafkarit. You make it hefker. But as long as you own it, it's like your shor, your mom and hamazik. Now shor is not potter on kalim. Shor is chayiv on kalim. So how come over here do we say you're potter? So Mor says, Michael, what could you say? The Teretz says, Amri, I'll tell you, Stam Gelolim, Avkurei Mavkulu, that Stam waste, Stam manure that comes out of your animal, Avada, the Balabos, the Bal HaShor, is Mavka, these Gelolim. So since your Shor went into somebody else's Rishus, and there it was mata gololim. So for sure, it's a svara the bal hashor is mafka the gololim. So therefore, this manure, this waste becomes a bor. And the cloud by bor is, you only chayv if an animal gets hurt in it, but not if kalim get dirty, get broken there. So therefore, that's what it means, ravas. If the balabasas kalim get dirty from your bor, therefore your potter, because bor is potter on kalim. Now, v'yoma rav says also, nichnas lechotza balabayish lebrishus. If Reuven goes into somebody's house without permission, v'hezik as balabayis, he did damage to the balabas. Like the Meschavan, I saw the Mamazik. He hit the balabas. Oy balabayis huzak boy. Or else the balabas tripped over him. And the balabas hurt himself because of him. It's chayiv. In both these cases, you're odem Mamazik, odem is chayiv, ben bionis, ben brotzen, odem is chayiv. What about Hezekah balabayis? Let's tell the balabas hit him by mistake. So then potter, then you should know your potter. Since he was a Meschavan, and like he's in his own reshus, you had no permission to be in my house, therefore the balabas is potter. Omer Rav Papa, Papa says, lo yamar, this was only said, elo de lo hevi yodabe. Only if the balabas does not know, does not realize that somebody is in his reshus. So therefore the balabas was running around in his reshus, and if he bumped into this guy, he's potter, because he didn't even know somebody's in his reshus. Avol hevi yodabe. But let's say the balabas knows that somebody else came into his backyard, even though that person has no reshus to be there. But still, if you know he's there, hezekah balabayis chayiv. Then if the balabas runs into him and does damage to him, the balabas is chayiv. My time, what's the reason? Mishum di omalei. Because we say to the balabas, nehi diyis l'chor reshus alafukei. True, you have permission to throw this guy, tell this guy, get out of my backyard. This is my house. What are you doing here? You have no permission to be here. I want you out. But lazuke lesla reshusa. But you have no right to punch the guy in the nose. The guy doesn't want to leave. You have no right to punch him. That you have no right. You have no right to be mazik to him. So therefore, once you know the guy's in your reshus, then if you ran into him or did damage to him, then you're chayif, even though he's there shloi reshus, but still it gives you no permission to hit him. Therefore, Adam is chayif. Now, v'yodzul tamayi, Rav goes according to his own reasoning. The Yama Rav says, "V'tayim, if you want to tell me, it's Rav Papa."